Wakan, sacred thing. So many voices and people have touched and enriched my life once I walked through the door from my childhood into the bigger world. At some point, I forced myself to pretend not to be an introvert anymore. I pushed through my fears and met new people, traveled overseas, and embraced my second language, culture, and nation, France. Why France and French? Well, besides loving the sound of it and loving Jacques Cousteau, I remember researching the language and finding out that it was the language of diplomacy spoken at the United Nations. It is spoken in over 40 countries worldwide. Many of them are in Africa. To me, it also meant that more doors might be open to me in the future. And I do so love the sound of the language. It is music to my ears. Perhaps I do owe that early fascination to Jacques Cousteau, whose programs I devoured with fascination and wonder. I loved his underwater world, all the silence, colors, the adventure, and of course I loved his accent when he spoke English. Whatever it was, it felt right and it still feels right. It is exactly what I needed to build my own identity. I also knew that in this life I wanted to be a doer and not just what I referred to as a talker. So I overcame my overpowering desire to lock myself in my bedroom closet, and I did not miss that flight to France. I got on the plane, mask of courage thin but firmly in place. And despite literally crying myself to sleep every night for that first month in France, I thrived and found my wings. I kept a diary, a gift from my father, and I lived fully in every moment that I was there, not knowing if I would ever have an opportunity in the future to go there, to return. So I lived fully in those moments. While there, also, I bonded with two other like minds, Nicole and Jackie, and they continue to occupy a very special place in my heart. Forever grateful. And finally, an artist friend opened my eyes to the Native American culture and a spiritual world I had never known. It is beautiful. Wakan is also in his honor and memory.